Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. The Serum Institute of India on November 29 rejected the claims that a COVID-19 vaccine candidate to be manufactured by it had adverse events on a participant during phase 3 trial and threatened to seek damages in excess of 100 crore rupees for malicious allegations. The participant was administered the vaccine at Chennai's Sri Ramachandra Institute of Higher Education and Research, one of the trial sites, on October 1st. Meanwhile, the lawyer representing the 40-year-old volunteer from Chennai who had alleged the serious adverse event linked to Covishield vaccine he had received as part of the phase 3 trial on Monday said, Serum Institute of India's allegations against his client were ridiculous. R. Rajaram, the legal counsel for the Chennai-based trial participant, said, A person who volunteers for the vaccine trial and suffers an adverse reaction and he reports to the Serum Institute of India by way of a legal notice, at least they should have responded to his notice. Britain has said that it has secured 2 million more doses of a promising COVID vaccine as it gears up to launch within days the country's most ambitious inoculation program in decades. The UK has had Europe's deadliest COVID-19 outbreak. With more than 58,000 confirmed virus-related deaths, it now hopes to hit a more positive milestone by becoming one of the first countries in the world to start vaccinating its population against COVID-19. The UK government has agreed to buy more than 350 million doses of vaccines from 7 different producers should they prove effective as it prepares to vaccinate as many of the country's 67 million people as possible. The Department of Health has said that it has increased its order for a vaccine developed by US firm Moderna from 5 million to 7 million doses now. That is enough for 3.5 million people. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India then. India's COVID-19 caseload inched closer to the 94 lakh mark, while the number of people who have recuperated from the disease has crossed 88 lakh, pushing the national recovery rate to 93.7% according to the Union Health Ministry's data. The total COVID-19 cases mounted to over 93.9 lakh, with 41,810 new infections being reported in the last 24 hours, while the death toll having climbed to above 1.36 lakh, with 496 new fatalities. With that, let's move to all the updates from around the states. Kerala's COVID-19 tally has neared the 6 lakh mark on November 29th, after the state reported 5,643 new cases of infections in the last 24 hours. The state's tally also stood at 5.99 lakh, including 2,223 deaths due to the disease. With over 18.2 lakh cases, Maharashtra's COVID-19 tally remains the highest among Indian states and union territories, according to the Union Health Ministry. Amid the novel coronavirus pandemic, the centre has called for an all-party meeting of floor leaders in Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha on 4th December to discuss the COVID-19 situation in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the virtual meeting, according to media reports. The meeting comes under the backdrop of India's total COVID-19 cases having crossed the 94 lakh mark as of today. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal on Monday said that he has issued directives to reduce the price of the RT-PCR test in the national capital, saying it will help those going to private labs for COVID-19 tests. Currently, people have to spend about 2400 rupees for the RT-PCR test at private labs. Easing curbs further, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister K. Palanaswamy on Monday said social, political and entertainment events would be allowed in auditoriums and announced opening of colleges for final year undergraduate students from December 7. Beaches including the marina and tourist places shall be open for public and swimming pools would be allowed to operate for training purposes, he also said that. As 75 new COVID-19 cases have been detected in Ladakh, the normal life remained disrupted in Leh town for the 8th consecutive day on Monday, with the civil society group extending the voluntary lockdown aimed at containing the spread of COVID-19 till December 6. The Union Territory recorded 75 fresh cases over the 24 past hours, also taking the confirmed COVID-19 cases in the region to 8,403. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world. The United States has been experiencing a wave of surges in positive COVID-19 cases, with multiple states hitting records and breaking the all-time highs. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading coronavirus expert, has said what we expect, unfortunately, as we go for the next couple of weeks into December, that we might see a surge superimposed upon the surge we have already seen. Taiwan will now restrict the number of Indonesian workers coming to the island from this week, following a spike in the number of COVID cases and infections among the migrant workers arriving from the Southeast Asian country. Taiwan is home to more than 2,500. Repeat. Taiwan is home to more than 2.5 lakh migrant workers from Indonesia, which has the highest tally of virus infections and deaths in Southeast Asia. While early and effective prevention measures have helped the island keep the pandemic well under control with no local transmission for more than 200 days, it has grappled with a steady increase in the number of imported cases. The island was racing to track down about 200 people in the northern provinces on Monday to stop a potential COVID-19 outbreak after 3 Thai nationals entered the country illegally from Myanmar and tested positive days later. Doctors are studying the impact of COVID-19 on unborn babies in Singapore, where an infant delivered by an infected mother earlier this month had antibodies against the virus but did not carry the disease. The ongoing study among the city-state's public hospitals adds to the international efforts to better understand whether the infection or antibodies can be transferred during pregnancy, also if the latter offers an effective shield against the virus. China's factory activity has also expanded at the fastest pace in more than 3 years in November, while growth in the services sector has also hit a multi-year high as the country's economic recovery from COVID-19 pandemic has stepped up. Upbeat data released on Monday suggested the world's second largest economy is on track to become the first to completely shake off the drag from widespread industry shutdowns, with recent production data showing manufacturing now at pre-pandemic levels. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for listening in.